It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Father precious, the Word of God is. How wonderful prayer is to each one of us as your children. God, would you bless each one today as they bow with us. Father, the attitude of our heart, our very soul, our very mind. God, I pray, would you open our hearts today, open our spirits, and Father, as we open the precious Word of God, would you simply let the Holy Spirit give us that truth in the very Word of the Lord? Would you mold us and make us into that which you want us to be? God, I pray that you'd keep your hand upon us, each one. Father, I pray for each child of God, no matter where they're at, no matter what the condition. Father, would you touch them in a very special way? Draw your people close to you. And Father, those that may be listening today, Father, that's not saved, not your children, God, would you deal with them, draw them to you. And Father, if there's one of your children that's listening, that's drawn cold and indifferent, God, would you just draw them to you too. Father, our whole life is nothing apart from our precious Savior. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And how we ask, God, that your absolute will would simply be done in our lives. Father, you get glory. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. And what a blessing it is to be with you today. I trust that the Lord is being good to you, and that you're yielding that life to our precious Savior. I want you to open your Bibles today back to the book of Acts, chapter number 25, and let's open the greatest book that's ever been written. Folks, let me ask you a question. Do you still believe in this precious old Bible? If you don't, you've got a problem. Do you still believe in God? Oh, do you believe in prayer? Do you believe that God's in charge? He is. May I say to you, we're in a world that questions everything that God has to say. What amazes me that we're in such an age of learning and ability that folks will believe everything that they see on television, everything that they read on the computer, and especially anything that's said on Facebook has to be from God. And yet, take a man of God that can open the Bible and preach and proclaim the Word of God, they'll question everything that he has to say. I believe there's something wrong. Honey, you better pay attention to what God has to say. And let me just invite you, not because I'm saying it, but pay a close attention to the Word of God, just what's happening in the Bible. God did write it just exactly the way it's written. And the little book of Acts that we're dealing with in chapter 25, and do you believe that our government is trustworthy? Do you believe that all of these that wants to change, I mean, and destroy, someone wants to do something that's right, and everybody raises up against it? What's wrong with that? May I say the subtleness, the crookedness, the selfishness? What was the motive behind the high priest and the chief of the Jews that they were all together? Were they doing this for God? No. Remember Paul, before he got saved, he thought that he was absolutely right. And he defended his position until he met the Lord. And God saved him. He was trying to destroy anyone that would even, in this way, that even believe in Jesus, that he was connected to it. That's the hatred that he had. Well, the Jewish leaders, this is still the hatred that they have. Can I say to you, the devil can get into religion and do more damage than any possibly thing. Because, let's face it, everybody's got a little bit of religion. But can I say to you, religion can be rotten to the core, right from the very pits. And let me show you how subtle this worked. We read this yesterday, chapter 25. And remember, Festus is the new leader over the province for Rome in Caesarea and in Jerusalem. And no doubt these religious people said, well, now, this leader, he don't know all about what's going. We may have a little better shot. Let's plan everything right. So one of the first things they did, they informed Festus against Paul and besought him. And verse number 3, and they desired favor against him. What was the favor that they was asking? Watch carefully. They asked old Festus, look, would you do something? This Paul, oh, he has been a real troublemaker. I can't tell you that they laid it high on him. And they wanted a favor, and what was it? Now, where is Festus? Why, he's up in Caesarea. And they wanted him. Where's Paul? He's in Caesarea. He's in jail. He's in bondage. They said, would you just send old Paul down to Jerusalem? And in other words, take care of it later. What was the plot? You turn him loose, send him down, and we'll kill him on the way. Look what it says. And he would send for him to Jerusalem, laying wait in the way to kill him. On the way down, we'll get rid of the problem for you. You know something? The devil is very subtle. But look what happens. But Festus answered back, and that Paul should be kept at Caesarea. I wonder what. Is Festus saved? Why, no, he's a lost individual. He's a Roman ruler of that area. But did you know something? God is protecting Paul for a purpose. And God has that leader to keep him, old Paul, in Caesarea. And then this is what else he told the religious leaders. And he said that he himself would depart shortly thither. He said, I will come down personally myself. In other words, he wouldn't send Paul, but he said, I'll come down. Now, verse number 5. Let them therefore, said he, which among you are able, go down with me and accuse the man if there be any wickedness in him. The ones that's left here and all that you're wanting to do in Jerusalem, he said, let them among you put everything together and accuse this man if there be any wickedness in him. In other words, he is questioning even the religious leaders, and he's willing to try to set it right. Well, let's look at verse 6. And when he had tarried among them more than 10 days, he went down from Caesarea, and the next day, sitting in the judgment seat, commanded Paul to be brought. Now look at verse 7. And when he was come, the Jews which came down from Jerusalem stood round about and laid many and grievous complaints against Paul, which they could not prove. Boy, can't you just see this meeting? How they stacked it up. How they brought plan after plan, but they could not prove any one thing. Verse 8. While he answered for himself, neither against the law, while he answered for himself, neither against the law, Paul of the Jew, law of the Jews, neither against the people, nor yet against Caesar, have I offended anything at all. Verse 8, Paul answers. Verse 7, the Jews, they piled everything up. And who are they talking to Festus? Now in verse number 8, Paul stands. And verse number 9, but Festus, willing to do the Jews a pleasure. Oh, he listened to them the first time. He even listened to Paul. But what's he interested? Politically, he leans toward the Jewish, those that wants to destroy Paul. He wanted to do them a pleasure, answered Paul and said, wilt thou go up to Jerusalem and there be judged of these things before me? He actually asked him a question. They want you to come to Jerusalem. Will you go to Jerusalem? Then said Paul, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. To the Jews have I done no wrong, as thou very well knowest. For if I be an offender, or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appeal unto Caesar. Here, Paul appeals unto a higher authority. Oh, my friend, can I say to you, there's no higher authority than the Lord. Thank you. Till next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.